Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Quest, Energy, Security, and the Remaking of the Modern World by Daniel Yergin is a wide-ranging account of how energy has shaped modern geopolitics, economic development, and national security. Building on Yergin's reputation as a leading chronicler of the oil age, the book expands the lens beyond petroleum to include natural gas, electricity systems, renewables, and the technologies that move energy from resource basins to consumers. It traces how governments and companies have responded to shocks such as price spikes, supply disruptions, wars, and environmental pressures, while also showing how new frontiers like deepwater drilling, shale, and liquefied natural gas have reconfigured global trade and alliances. At the same time, the narrative highlights the persistent tension between energy affordability, reliability, and sustainability, and how those trade-offs influence policy choices. The result is a big-picture guide to understanding why energy remains a central driver of strategy, prosperity, and conflict in the contemporary world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, energy is the foundation of geopolitics and security. A central theme is that energy is never only an economic commodity, it is a strategic asset that shapes alliances, conflicts, and national priorities. The book connects major political developments to the need to secure fuel supplies for industry, transportation, and military capability. It explains how vulnerability to supply disruptions can steer foreign policy, from protecting sea lanes and pipelines to managing relations with resource-rich states. Yergin emphasizes that energy security is not a static concept. It evolves with changing technologies, market structures, and threats. The narrative also highlights how producer countries use energy as leverage, while consumer countries build stockpiles, diversify suppliers, and create rules for emergencies. This framing helps readers understand why decisions about exploration, refining capacity, and infrastructure can become matters of state. It also clarifies the role of institutions and diplomacy in reducing volatility, including cooperative mechanisms among importing nations. By treating energy as a core element of security strategy, the book offers a lens for interpreting recurring headlines about sanctions, regional tensions, and the strategic importance of choke points. Secondly, oil markets, price shocks, and the logic of volatility. The book explores how oil markets work and why they repeatedly surprise policymakers and the public. Instead of viewing prices as purely the result of greed or conspiracy, Yergin presents volatility as a structural feature driven by long investment cycles, geopolitical disruptions, and demand growth. When prices rise, new production becomes viable and investment surges. Yet those projects take years to deliver barrels, which can later contribute to oversupply and price collapses. The discussion connects these cycles to strategic behavior by major producers and the shifting influence of different actors in the market. It also addresses how consumers and governments respond to shocks through efficiency improvements, fuel switching, strategic reserves, and regulatory changes. By placing these responses in historical context, the book shows how repeated crises have led to more resilient systems, even while new vulnerabilities emerge. Readers gain a clearer view of why short-term narratives often miss the longer arcs that determine supply. The result is a practical framework for understanding how macroeconomics, technology, and geopolitics interact to shape the price of the world's most traded energy commodity. Thirdly, natural gas, LNG, and the rewiring of global energy trade. Yergin devotes significant attention to the rise of natural gas and how it has changed both power generation and international relations. Gas is portrayed as a bridge fuel in many energy strategies because it can deliver reliable electricity with lower local air pollution and, in many cases, lower carbon intensity than coal. The book explains how liquefied natural gas expands the reach of gas by allowing it to move across oceans, reducing dependence on fixed pipelines and enabling new suppliers to enter the market. This shift reshapes bargaining power between buyers and sellers and affects regional security calculations, particularly where pipeline routes have been politically sensitive. The narrative also highlights the technological and financial complexity of gas systems, from upstream development to liquefaction terminals, shipping fleets, and regasification infrastructure. By tracing how these investments create new trade corridors, the book shows why gas has become central to debates about energy independence, industrial competitiveness, and the stability of electricity grids. The reader comes away with a sense of how gas markets, once regional and rigid, have become more interconnected and strategically consequential. Fourthly, electricity systems, reliability, and the challenge of modern infrastructure. Another important topic is the electric power system as the hidden backbone of modern life. The book treats electricity not as a simple output of fuels, but as a complex network that must balance supply and demand every second. Yergin discusses how generation choices, grid design, and regulatory structures influence reliability, cost, and vulnerability to disruption. This includes the ways blackouts, extreme weather, and infrastructure bottlenecks reveal weaknesses in planning and investment. The narrative highlights that electrification increases the stakes because more economic activity depends on uninterrupted power, from hospitals and data centers to manufacturing and household basics. The book also examines how newer resources and technologies add both opportunities and operational challenges for grids, especially as systems incorporate variable generation and more distributed assets. A key takeaway is that energy transitions are not only about choosing cleaner fuels, they require building and maintaining physical networks, market rules, and emergency capabilities. By focusing on electricity as an engineered system, the book helps readers understand why policy goals can collide with the practical needs of grid stability, and why infrastructure decisions often determine whether energy ambitions succeed. Lastly, climate, innovation, and the competing visions of the energy future. The book brings climate change and environmental constraints into the broader story of energy, framing them as forces that increasingly shape investment, regulation, and public expectations. Jurgen examines how society's attempt to reconcile economic growth with the desire to reduce emissions, and how those pressures influence the competitiveness of different fuels and technologies. Instead of presenting a single pathway, the book considers multiple approaches, including efficiency, renewables, nuclear power, carbon management concepts, and advances in transportation. The emphasis is on the scale of the challenge and the reality that energy systems change slowly because they are built on long-lived assets, entrenched supply chains, and political trade-offs. The narrative also underscores the role of innovation, entrepreneurship, and policy design in speeding adoption while maintaining affordability and reliability. Readers see how climate debates intersect with national interest, industrial strategy, and public acceptance, creating uneven progress across countries. The topic encourages a realistic view of transition. Breakthroughs matter, but so do permitting, capital, materials, and the ability to deploy technologies widely. The result is a balanced discussion of why the energy future will likely be plural, contested, and shaped by both markets and governments. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand energy as a strategic system rather than a set of isolated headlines. Policymakers, business leaders, investors, students of international relations, and informed citizens will gain the most, especially those trying to connect price movements, infrastructure debates, and geopolitical events into a coherent picture. The benefit is practical. The book equips you to interpret energy news with a deeper sense of causes and constraints, from why supply shocks ripple through economies to how choices about pipelines, grids, and fuel mixes affect national security and competitiveness. It also helps clarify the trade-offs embedded in energy transition discussions, including the constant balancing act among reliability, affordability, and environmental goals. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on climate, oil history, or technology alone, Jurgen offers a broader synthesis that integrates markets, politics, engineering realities, and strategic risk. That breadth makes it worth buying for anyone who needs a durable framework, not just a snapshot, for thinking about how energy will continue to remake the modern world and shape decisions in government, industry, and everyday life. If you would like to support Daniel Jurgen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.